You wouldn't want to involve His Holiness in sin, would you?
A humble offering to show our goodwill.
10,000 under the famous board your great-grandfather used to use.
Orsini will see it done and delivered.
Welcome to the family, Renzo.
Four lemons! Look!
Gio, do you think His Holiness will look with favour on Renzo?
Of course. Everybody loves Renzo.
If the price is right, my dear niece, the deal will be done. He's looking for allies. Lorenzo might be exactly the man for him. But whether he's the man for Lorenzo...
You don't trust him.
This is the Vatican. Nobody trusts anybody.
Look upon my works and wonder.
Have a lemon, big brother.
Whoa.
Did we get the contract?
We did. If your eminence will lend a hand.
Have another lemon.
Can we trust him?
Of course not. But for now, we all eat.
He gave us all indulgences. Absolution for the whole family.
Well, excuse me. I better go and start using mine. There's an awful lot of untasted sin out there, and I can't wait to get stuck in.
So what's he like, this Pope?
He's nothing like the Borgias. Rough and ready. He's nobody's man except his own. That's good for us.
He's a snake, Lorenzo. Always remember to keep a firm hold on his throat.
He's a traitor. He needs money. We have money. He's now in moral debt to us for 10,000 florins.
Sixtus wouldn't recognise a moral if it bit his ears off.
Isn't money like Gio's lemons? All right while it's going round, but what happens when the juggling stops?
We have Volterra, and Volterra has alum, and that never stops earning.
Excuse my ignorance.
Your robes, uncle. My dresses, Renzo's coat and breeches. All the colours in wool are fixed with alum. Without it, we'd live in a grey world.
If there's a money tree on this land, Volterra is it. And it grows in a Medici garden.
It was a triumphant return to Florence.
Thank you, Settle. Thank you. We have a firm ally in our new Pope. And as a sign of his regard, our dear father, Sixtus, has presented me, us, with an antique bust of the Roman Emperor Augustus, and it shall stand here in the council chamber forever.
Some of us say that Sixtus intended a different lesson, that Augustus overthrew the Roman Republic, and Lorenzo is becoming all too like the late emperor.
Well, he thinks himself a great man, to be sure, and has great plans. But let us always remember, Tanucci, when man plans, God laughs.
Lorenzo the Magnificent. Lorenzo, the grandson of a murderer.
Sixtus is no fool. Above all things, he wants to extend his power beyond the Vatican and Rome. If the pox doesn't get him, or the dagger of some jealous husband or wife, he will lay his plans. And who are we not to help him? Who are we not to profit from Medici's fall?
I care nothing for that, Jacopo. I wait only for the day I will say, take my hand, Lorenzo, let me help you. When he reaches out, I will look into his eyes and say, for Niccolò Tanucci. Cut his throat.
Your time may be sooner than you think.
How so?
Volterra.
What about him?
Where Medici holds the alum mining concession.
So?
So, a number of merchants are fed up with that situation.
You're buying the concession out from under Lorenzo.
Exactly. We are going to take the goose that lays the golden eggs.
It was on a day when the sun was